حضرت اسامہ بن زید رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ says that in one night I went to visit the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was carrying both his grandsons, Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hazrat Imam Hussain رضي الله تعالى عنهما. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, these are my sons and they are the sons of my daughter. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma fa'ahibbahuma. Oh Allah, I love them and you must also love them. He's making that dua. وَأَحِبَّ مَنْ يُحِبَّهُمَا. And oh Allah, love that person too who loves them. So do you love Hazrat Imam Hassan? Do you love Hazrat Imam Hussain? Do you know what's the outcome of this hadith? Allah loves you. This is the dua of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You want to be beloved of Allah? Love Hazrat Imam Hassan and love Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And also, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught the hands of Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And he made dua. Actually, he informed that man ahabbani wa ahabba hazaini wa abahuma wa ummahuma kana ma'i fi darajati yawm al-qiyamah. That the one who loves me and loves these two. Who are those two? Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and their father. Who's their father? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Wa ummahuma, and their mother. Who's their mother? Hazrat Bibi Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of judgment, that person would be with me in my degree. Subhanallah, what a luck. On that difficult day, if you are in that status, in that daraja where our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, how nice it would be. How graceful and grateful it would be that you are with the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that barakat comes if you love Panj Tan Paak. Panj Tan Paak, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ali al-Murtaza Sher-e-Khuda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Bibi Fatima Az-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hazrat Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. You love them. That's your reward on the day of judgment. That you would be with the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports a very beautiful hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that إِنَّ الْحَسَنَ وَالْحُسَيْنَ هُمَا رَيْحَانِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Hassan and Hussain are my two flowers in the dunya. And Rasulullah also mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to smell them. You know, you smell flowers. When you smell flowers, you get fragrance. You get perfume. And it makes you feel good. You enjoy it, isn't it? That's why you want to put itar and perfumes, all that, so you can smell good. Because that makes you feel very nice, makes you feel very comfortable. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted that goodness, that feeling, he would not go and smell the itar, he'll smell Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. And he said, these are my two flowers. Subhanallah. That's the greatness of Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And they were the identical copies of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have heard some beautiful fazail and the virtues of Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, and the fadail and the virtues of Ahlul Bayt. To love Ahlul Bayt, to respect Ahlul Bayt is our iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my beloved, say to who? Say to the ummah, say to the Muslims, say to the believers, La as'alukum alayhi ajra. I do not ask the reward for all what I have done for you. You know how many things our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have done for us. We cannot even count them. So if you do something, you are entitled to get a reward, isn't it? You work in somebody's shop, you're doing something for him. You are entitled to get a salary. So you do something for someone, you are entitled to get something back. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did so much for us. But did he ask anything from us? And who are we to give him anything? And we beggars. He is the king. What can we give him? Mangta to kya mangta koi shahon mein dikha do jisko meri sarkar se tukda na mila ho. Let alone the beggars. Show me a king who doesn't go and beg from the door of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What can we give him? We got nothing. Aata hai fakiron pe unhe pyar kuch aisa. Khud bheek dein, khud kahein mangte ka bhala. That's the generosity of my beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He loves the beggars so much. Normal routine and the norm and the practice is that a beggar comes and he says, please give me something. And then when he gets something, he gives dua. Fakir gives dua. He says, may Allah bless you. That's the normal practice, isn't it? The giver gives and the beggar gives the dua. But this rule is also different in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khud bheek dehen, khud kahein mangte ka bhala ho. He gives to the poor and then he makes dua, may Allah bless you. So what can we give him? So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my beloved, tell your ummah, La asalukum alayhi ajra. I do not ask any reward from you. إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Accept the love of my Ahlul Bayt. One thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have asked from the ummah, and that is to love his family, love his Ahlul Bayt. Love Hazrat Imam Hassan, Hazrat Imam Hussain. Love Sadat. All the Sayyids till the day of Qiyamah. They are the family of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is our duty to love them and respect them. So these gatherings in the month of Muharram is the display of that love, is the demonstration of that love which we have for Ahlul Bayt. Because Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam Ali Maqam, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is a very important and significant member of Ahlul Bayt. And his martyrdom and his shahada is very painful. And the sacrifices that he has made are very encouraging and exemplary for the ummah to face the calamities and difficulties whenever we face in this dunya.